Since we get more and more blessed to sit on a chair, I would like to say that unless it is really necessary, it's better to sit in a proper meditation posture. It gives much more stability. It's much better to maintain the spine straight, and it's energetically more suitable to go inside. There are certain areas in life where you should not take me as an example. The only reason I'm sitting on a chair is because after many years of meditation, my knees got simply damaged. So it is impossible for me to sit on the floor. Just a very few years. In the past, no one was sitting on the chair, and somehow it was okay. What has changed? Global crippling. Most of you are young, stretch, try to sit on the floor, and it will be much better for you. There's something in the lotus position that has been recognized a long time ago as being suitable for awakening of the inner states. That position creates like an energetic lock of certain energies which are not in harmony with meditation. And it opens certain vital energy channels. That's why it has been used in Hindu or Taoist or Zen traditions for so long time. Of course, eventually our consciousness, the inner state, our soul becomes independent from these relative means. But there's no reason why not to help yourself. I would like to clarify further what we spoke before about the alien influences on spirituality. Many dimensions interconnect. There's no necessarily a strict line between them. Earth dimension is the plane where human souls evolve. Primarily, when we speak about extraterrestrials influencing this plane, they are not extraterrestrials, they are humans which have extraterrestrial souls meaning that they are very new to this dimension and still conditioned by their past evolution and consciousness. For them, it is difficult to be humans. When it is difficult, you tend to come back to your old habits instead of transforming what is difficult. So many resist being human, because being human is quite challenging, especially emotionally. Human beings are very much feeling creatures. They feel. They feel so much that they cannot handle it. Certain traditions of spirituality has been influenced by extraterrestrial souls in this plane, or have been plainly channeled from other dimensions. When a tradition of spirituality is channeled through other dimension, it may or it may not be in complete accord, harmony with the human evolution. Things are not black and white. There's sometimes a lot to learn, but it does not mean that you have to surrender to that particular evolution. Because if you do, somewhere on the way, you will disconnect from your own blueprint. One of the traditions that have come from different dimensions is Buddhism. Buddhism is very profound, especially if you consider when it has arrived to this planet, how long time ago humans were very much unevolved, and Buddhism is extremely intelligent path. It's not intelligent in terms of pointing to the awakening of the soul, but it is very sophisticated understanding of different nuances of consciousness and so forth. Walking the path of Buddhism, you cannot become complete human, because it is based on total negation of human nature, fulfillment of desires. It is primarily oriented to eliminate suffering. And how can you be human if you are not suffering? Sometimes to be human, to evolve as human, in fact you have to choose suffering. You have to take the risk of entering suffering. Because suffering is not only negative. Suffering deepens you, opens up doorways to deeper emotion, sensitivity. It connects you with your soul. Not to suffer does not mean anything. Most or all inanimated objects don't suffer. Probably don't want to be like one of them. Sometimes rebelling against suffering is a violation of our essential nature. There's a suffering. There's a suffering which is based on pure ignorance, self-mortification, masochism, unconsciousness, negativity. And there's a suffering which helps you to grow, to come back to yourself, to question your life. Even when you abide in those states beyond the mind, when they are not perfect, there's a suffering embedded in them. You are still not free So the suffering helps you to go deeper, to evolve, to ask important questions. Extraterrestrial spirituality is not evil, is not dark, at least in most cases. It is just not fully aligned with human evolution, and therefore it cannot be considered as the ultimate vehicle for a human to reach completion. You cannot stop being human, and spirituality is certainly not a means to avoid your human existence. Repression, self-negation always comes back to you in this form or another. The human nature has to be embraced, has to be transformed indeed, but not negated. As you are evolving into becoming whole, in fact, you are evolving into becoming a complete human soul, which is the very reason why your soul incarnated in the human container, not to negate it, to fight it, but to be human, to experience the positivity of being human, and to transform the shadow, the negative side of the human nature, which is not even human nature. It is that very unconsciousness from which the human is emerging, its animalistic inheritance. When you dwell in the inner state, in your light, it is not out of body experience. You are fully in your body. It is not out of your humanity experience. You are fully human. It is through total affirmation of this humanness, this humanity, that you can become yourself, and through the portal of your own nature, become one with existence. why being a human is so beneficial in order to evolve. Not only because human beings are very sensitive and feeling, the nature of human is grounded, is non-mystical, and mysticality is one of the fundamental traps on the spiritual path to bypass reality. To reach reality in its pure form, straightforwardly, directly, a human container consciousness is extremely suitable human consciousness, when properly aligned, can realize the pure nature of reality in a very direct way.